let's talk about sensitivity profiles and predisposing factors and what your experience has been of that.
In the Dr. Sears report on environmental sensitivities to the Canadian government in 2007, she has several references, and since then there have been two or three more articles that have been published that show that electromagnetic field sensitivity victims, chemical sensitivity victims, chronic fatigue fibromyalgia victims, and mold sensitivity victims have some things in common. And these are revealed in a profile that is offered by the company Genovations. It's called the Detoxification Genomics Profile. And they look at phase one and phase two detoxification in the liver. And phase one involves the cytochrome P450. And there are eight of those that they look at, though there are many more in the liver, and there's 58 different genes on the chromosomes that produce cytochromes. Those eight are responsible for detoxifying the majority of drugs and chemicals that we run into. And keep in mind, of the 550,000 chemicals that have been discovered since World War II, there's 330,000 that we don't even have cytochromes or any type of detoxification systems for. We just take and deposit them in our fat. And unfortunately, our brain is 70% fat, and I guess that's why they call me a fathead. It deposits in the fat and causes problems, and we can't process them. We become more and more toxic. Once that chemical gets deposited in the fat, that fat becomes inflamed, which leads to more deposition of chemicals and the extra glucose into the fat, and you begin to gain weight, and you can't lose it no matter what you do because of that toxicity. Cytochromes are supposed to process. They either activate the chemical to make the drug in its pre-active state into the active metabolite, or they take the metabolite and break it down and make it inactive again. Whenever you have electromagnetic field sensitivities, you are missing some of the enzymes that process cigarette smoke, nicotine, estrogens, and we have a lot of xenoestrogens. Anything that is a plastic, any pesticide, any herbicide, even chlorinated water is a xenoestrogen. And it activates the estrogen receptor and keeps it going. And estrogen is not a real pleasant thing to have too much of. Just ask the people with breast cancer and severe PMS each month. Are men that have prostate issues because of the estrogen depositing in their prostate. It can cause problems. That's just one area. But they're missing at least two or three of the eight major cytochrome P450s, and then you go into the phase two where you're looking at the ability to methylate things. Every one of my patients that has cancer, every one of my patients with MCS or electrical field sensitivities is missing the ability to methylate the folic acid. And methylated folic acid is needed to convert tyrosine into dopamine in the brain so they can stay focused and don't get ADD, and tryptophan into serotonin and melatonin to where you don't get June gloom and you don't get depression, and you can sleep well. So you don't make neurotransmitters. And then this methylated folic acid and B12, if you don't have that ability with the 5-methyltetrahydrofolate reductase enzyme missing, you can't have a methyl donor to help homocysteine become methionine to detoxify the liver. They're also missing one of the N-acetyltransferases and usually a glutathione enzyme, so you can't put glycine, glutamine, and cysteine together to make glutathione to get rid of a lot of the poisons. And the last thing that is missing on a lot of these patients is the SOD2, superoxide dismutase. That's in the mitochondria. It's like the radiator fluid, the antifreeze in the radiator. And when your car gets going up the hill, it's fine on a flat surface. Going up the hill, it can't cool it fast enough, and it shuts down. And your mitochondria, when they're under stress, they cannot cool off, and they quit making your adenosine triphosphate in the Krebs cycle, and you become very, very fatigued. Most of these people say, in track, I could only run a third as far, half as far as everybody else. And then I got really tired, and I had to stop. And so chronic fatigue is coming with this mitochondrial dysfunction. And as more chemicals come in or as these electromagnetic fields cause the cells to shut down, this mitochondrial dysfunction becomes more apparent earlier.
Right. Well, I think you put that really very well.